The event was billed as the March on Wall Street South. Organizers predicted several thousand people, police braced for possibly the biggest protest in Charlotte history. That didn't happen. Charlotte Police Chief Rodney Monroe estimates about 800 protesters turned out. One of them was Eric Verlow of Colorado Springs, Colorado. He held a banner that said, "Boycott the vote."
That's right. We don't have any choices. These are two corporate parties. There are no real choices. So the only really way to make a statement is to not vote. I mean, voting for lesser evils just shows that you're buying into the system.
Many protesters were from outside the state. Argelia Barajas came up with a group from Georgia. She says she's been in the country illegally for 17 years. She wants that to change. She wants a path to citizenship.
We need an opportunity. You know, I know many things happen, and it's not exactly, you know, the immigrants who's doing and many doing, but we have many people, good workers, good people, good support to the community, to this country, and we want an opportunity.
The march included a stop at Bank of America headquarters to demand a moratorium on foreclosures. For WFAE News, I'm Greg Collard in Charlotte.